to the department since we came in that we are going to one focus, the area, one area of focus is the entities. Because most of the money goes there, so we can't not focus on entities. And they know that we have made them accounts because they had this ambulance approach with entities. 80% of your budget is going to entities. You have an ambulance approach, and they are the APTs of the entities. I don't know whether you've gone through the APTs of the entity as the portfolio committee last year we did, and we found that some of the entities, their APP is not aligned to the APP of the department. And how can you give someone money to go and do whatever they want to do? Something that's not talking to what you want to achieve. So as the portfolio committee, that is the area that we thought we are going to focus on. And when I looked at the APP, some of the issues that we have raised as the portfolio committee, the department is addressing. But I think what we need to do is to look, because there are some areas in the APP that are not telling us exactly what they are actually going to do. And another area that we're looking at the portfolio committee is that the APP is good, it gives you this information. But as the portfolio committee, we want more information. We want to know where this is going to be done and when and how, you know, and how much it's going to cost to break it down to that level to make it easier for us. So an action plan, this is what we ask of the department. Give us an action plan over and above the APP. The APP is somewhat, you know, high level, is a high level basement. We need a document that is actually going to show us so that when we monitor, we know what we are monitoring. And we monitor what they said they are going to do. So as the portfolio committee, we appreciate your presence. Honorable members, honorable members, why are you sitting there? Are you comfortable?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We are
making
the path. You are back then. Okay. Okay, that's good. Welcome, honorable members. And I have said earlier that I know that you didn't have a restful recess. You are more tired now than you were when you left for recess. But this is going to be a very intense period. And I'm hoping that as the portfolio committee, we will do what we are supposed to do. And we have asked the AG to come and brief us on what they have found in the APP. They were looking through the APP. Because what I like is that they look at the plan and not just look at the implementation. They look at the plan and how the plan is aligned with other documents. And so that we can assist us as the portfolio committee moving forward. And oversight is about asking the right questions. And this is what we want to do as the portfolio committee. We want to ask the right questions to the department so that they improve in the work that they are doing for the benefit of our community. Thank you very much. I will then give over to you for the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. Just by way of introduction, my name is Musa. I'm the leader of the team. On my right, I've got Zico, who is the senior manager on the audit of the Department of Agriculture. And my left, I've got Tulanis, who is the manager also on the same audit. The presentation that we're going to make is a review on the draft 2016-17 APP. If we go to the presentation promise page of our presentation, we always repeat our presentation. Promise, which talks to what we are all about as the Auditor General. The Auditor General has a constitutional mandate, and as the Supreme Audit Institution, it appears to strengthen our country's democracy by enabling oversight, accountability, and governance in the public sector through auditing, thereby building public confidence. That is who we are. If we look at the purpose of our briefing, the purpose of our briefing is to provide the committee with all the insights on the interim review of the department's draft annual performance plan in order to add value to oversight. If I can just explain briefly what we mean by that, when we audit the performance information, we look at the two areas. Our audit involves looking at the usefulness of the information that talks to the compliance of the information with the principles, including the framework for the National Treasury. In other words, we're looking at whether the information has been prepared in line with how it's supposed to be prepared. That is the what we refer to as usefulness of the information. The other area that we audit for the audit is the reliability of the information. When we look at the reliability of the information, we are then looking at the information as the supporting evidence to see whether the information is credible, is supported by the appropriate documentation that needs to support the information. That is the auditing. What we have done is not auditing. What we have done is pre-auditing. I say pre-auditing because we're talking about something that has not happened yet. Audit, by its nature, looks at the past, what has happened, where you've got evidence of what has happened, and then you can audit that. This is the value add, which we call pre-auditing, because we're looking at the ACP for the year 16-17, which is the next financial year, not this year. So our review is as such limited to what we can do to add value to that information. So that we can only, we have looked only at the plan of for 16-17 to look at whether the plan is prepared in accordance with the framework and prescribed by the National Treasury and all the other applicable practices. That is why we say this is pre-auditing, this is very bad. I think it's very important to understand that. Next year, when we do the audit of the same information, we will be looking at what has actually happened, and then we will have the evidence that supports what has happened, and that will be then auditing. If you go to the next page, we have suggested some of the areas that the committee itself can look at when they evaluate the ACP. For example, asking questions whether does the ACP align with MTSF? Are the indicators relevant and complete? Is there a logical plan between objectives, indicators, and targets? How can the ADP be achieved? Are the targets realistic, smart? For example, smart refers to the whether the targets are specific, are they measurable, are they achievable, are they relevant, are they time-bound, and that is as is required framework prescribed by the National Treasury. Questions like, are adequate resources, human and financial, available to achieve the ACP? The ACP should not just be a wish list, it must be something that is practical based on what can be done, based on the human and financial resources that are available. How can the ACP be achieved? For example, performance contracts, monitoring, at these areas we achieved included in the performance quota, for example, of the management, for example, so that they can ensure that they are achieved. Questions like review, reviewing quarterly process against the ADG target when the department comes for the quarterly meetings, then the committee can look at the ADP versus against what the department is presenting to see whether the two are aligned. Review annual achievement against ADP targets at the end of the year when the annual performance plan when the annual performance report is presented to see whether that is still in line with the targets that are presented in terms of the ADP. Reviewing and checking changes to strategic plans and annual performance reports, where there are changes made, whether those changes are still in line with the requirements. These are just some of the questions that the committee can ask when they look at the ATP. If you look at the next slide, this slide talks to what we have done in our limited review, which is what this presentation is based on, the work that we have done. We have assessed the process followed by the department to prepare and submit the strategic plan, whether this is relevant and ATP. We have assessed measurability and relevance of the final draft indicators and target plans for selected programs. And our findings from this limited review have been communicated or are to be communicated in the interim management report that is prepared for the department. And the findings that we make from our limited review do not have an impact on the audit conclusion for the PFMA 2015-16 year-end audit. That means that as we are auditing this year, the findings from our review or from our pre-auditing are not going to form part of the findings of the audit findings of this year, because this is a different year. This year, the audit for this year is going to continue as normally happens, but these findings are just there to help with next year when we look at the audit next year. I will now hand over to my colleagues to take us through the actual work that we've done.
Thank you. Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member. The criteria that we use to review the APT is the measurability of indicators and targets. As required by the framework for managing performance information, we have to assess if the indicators are well defined, do they have a clear and ambiguous definition, is it possible to verify the processes that produce the indicator, are the targets specific, measurable, and time-bound, do we know when this will be achieved. We also assess whether the indicators and targets are relevant to the mandate of the department. Out of the four programs that the department have, we looked at two programs, which is Program 3 and Program 4. From Program 3 and Program 4, we didn't have a problem with relevance, but we had a problem with the measurability of indicators and targets. Our review was based on the ATP that was received on the 2nd of December 2015. And we must say we thank the cooperation we received from the department. All our inputs were taken into consideration. We received the final APT on the 26th of February 2016. This is just a summary of what happened, but all the issues have been resolved. If we look at Program 3, we had 27 indicators on this program. We had a problem with 6 indicators which were not well defined, and 6 of those indicators were corrected in the ATP that we received later, which makes 22% of Program 3. in program 3. Program 4, sorry, we had 29 indicators. 10 of them were not well defined, which makes it 35%, and they were corrected. Targets which are not specific. 14 of the 27 targets were not specific, which makes it 51%. 29, in program 4 we had 29 indicators, of which 6 were not specific, which makes it 21%. On targets that were not measurable, 1 of them were not measurable, which makes it 4%. 3 in program 4 were not measurable, which makes it 10%. The other issue we had was discrepancies between the annual and quarterly targets. Sometimes we'll find that their annual target, let's say, is 10, but when you go to the quarterly targets, you'll have 10 quarter 1, 10 quarter 2, 10 quarter 3. But when you look at the technical indicator description, it's not saying if this indicator or target is cumulative. The following steps, we have 4 examples of the issues that we had. On the first one, the indicator will say the number of handheld flags distributed. The target is 10,000. This is what we have on the APP. When you look at the technical indicator description, it's not specified how these flags will be distributed. We don't know where exactly this will be distributed. And one of the limitations they mentioned was that sometimes they receive requests overnight and all those kind of things. But we say, at least give us the direction to say, okay, we'll distribute this in national days in the individual, because now we don't have a clue of what's happening. On the next example is the number of artists which are placed in schools. It's not specified what those artists, the artists will be doing in schools. We don't know what they will be doing. Are they supporting the teachers? Are they giving the lessons to the learners? It's not clear. Yes. On targets that are not specific and measurable, the indicator is saying percentage of affected file plans evaluated. Then there's an estimation of 56, which is 100%. Now our question comes, what if we don't receive 56%, how are we going to report this? Because you're saying you're estimating 56 and that's your 100%. If I receive 40, how am I going to report that? That one we said is not measurable. We have number of programs supported. The indicator is saying number of programs supported to support local content. And in this one, they wanted to build a community art center. It's not specified where this community art center will be built. We're not looking for the name, just the location. Where are we going to build it? And then we have our quarterly targets. They'll have 20%, 40%, 60%. And these are not specified how they will be achieved. What is meant by 20%? That's the end of our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the presentation. And I think, as I said earlier, oversight is about asking the right questions. And I'm now going to give over to the honorable members to ask questions and make comments. Because the issues that have been raised here are issues that I think you did hear the honorable members when you talk about some of the issues. They are like, hey, these are some of the questions that we've been asking as well from the department. But I think I'll give the honorable members an opportunity to ask questions if there are any questions. The SMART principle is something that we have also been clear about from the department, that for us to be able to do our work. We must be able to measure. And if we can't measure, we can't do oversight. So it's important for the department to go into detail when they tell us what they are going to do. And I think the manner in which you are doing this is very good. Be proactive. You are being proactive. Not to wait until you have to do the audit and say you should have done this. But it means that as a portfolio committee as well, we need to be proactive and identify those issues and raise them with the department so that when the time comes for monitoring and evaluation, we are able to do it to the best of our ability. Any questions, honorable members? Honorable Prof. Wong?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the briefing. I was just thinking about the fact that the audit took, you know, you took two very obvious issues within the department, whereas GREP has posed as a challenge in implementing, and why has the auditors the AGIS office not investigated and see or scrutinize the implementation of GREP?
Thank you. Thank you for the information. Chair, I think last year I did ask the AG in terms of the sampling. The sampling that is coming is like the one that you did provided last year in terms of the program. The program 1 and 2, when the AG will touch that. Because, Chair, when you talk about program 1, I'm sorry, we need to take you back. When you talk about program 1, you talk about the issue of the administration. And program 2, we talk about the issue of governance. Well, we know that as the committee, we are having problems with some of the entities that you're serving as the committee to the department. On the issue of the administration, issue of finances, if the AG focus only on 2, what is happening with that? Are you saying things are worse because it's the second time you're coming only with 2 again? But those ones, when will the AG do the sampling on them? And how are they doing it? How do they pick it up? They can't tell us on the issues of expenditure things are worse. So one, we will need to touch it. But in terms of the report, I think the AG has had what the committee is being. It's like a CD is being seen in one thing, especially on the issues of flex. Where are these flex going? If you're taking them to the Union Building for Freedom Day, how are you distributing them? You know, we need to know that if people are 15,000, are all those 15,000 people are getting them? Or do you give it to the organization, different organization, maybe civil societies that are running social cohesion or nation building? Those are the things, issues of community centers. In the, I think, 2 last meeting, they did came and present their community centers, and we did ask going back to say, where are the community centers? I wish Honorable Solidi was here, because it was the one that was pushing, where are they? Issue of the artists. Really, we don't know these artists in school, whether they are teachers or what is happening with them. Are they, and we know that some of them were not even getting stipend. It goes back to the administration program 1. What is happening? Maybe the AG with the administration guys, we need to know your sampling. I think your sampling is not good for me.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Masha,
Chair, thank you. First of all, we should welcome and appreciate the work that the AG is doing, and we need for them to take the effort to advise us on the areas that they have stumbled. I think two questions that I have. The first question is, if you compare the quality of work between the current APP that you've evaluated is against the one that you did last year, what is your comment? What's your take on it? Has there been an improvement, or have we taken a few steps back? The second question relates to what is on page's summary of findings. I think the lady spoke to those issues. Targets and what is what is. You are raising issues of targets not being defined, which is fine, and then corrections. Corrected, it means after you had indicated to them, they then corrected those indicators. I think in the same vein, I would just want to, and I think it gives to the earlier question whether there is a much improvement in this regard or not, if we do a comparison. Because our role of it is oversight, and I think it's crucial that we know as we embark on our journey to do the evaluations, the APPs of the department and those of the entities as to whether the department really does possess the required ability to guide the entities. I think this speaks to the matter that the earlier on the chair did raise that 80% of the budget goes to the entities. If the department is unable to do as expected, it would be very difficult for them to guide the entities.
Thank you, Honorable Mashambu. Honorable Mashambu, I want to add on.
The last question, Chair. I think maybe the AG needs to assist in terms of the management committee that has how many were given to the department last year on this program, and which one did they achieve? Did they achieve all the points or what?
Just for interest, because their analysis is only for the department. I think last year they had done a sample of one or two entities, if I'm not wrong. I mean, I don't have them, but it's just something that says there was some exercise of this nature done on entities, and I think that exercise did help us to do the things that we were able to do last time. And I know even this information will help us, because I think members here are better off with the insights now and what is expected of the plans, achievable, da-da-da-da-da, all those things. We were going to pick up, obviously, some of these things that have been raised here. We're definitely going to pick them up, because what we have said, for instance, to the department when it comes to the delivery of infrastructure, and I just hope that they will try and work. We had said, if you establish, when you want to build a clinic, I mean a library or whatever, or a cultural center, they must actually give us the coordinates, because we don't just want a school which is going to be built in Cape Town. We want to know exactly on which site it is and the exact coordinates, so that we can even use technology for oversight. And we actually were hoping that we're going to introduce that thought to the AG. Okay, perhaps. I know AG also does sampling. And there are times when departments would present reports to the AG and say, we have delivered on this very nice and also to very OTT you come story to your right now. But I know because you do something, but I'm just saying, you know, going forward, I think, you know, electronic oversight is what we have requested Parliament to consider, especially for physical delivery of infrastructure like schools, building clinics, etc. So that people can just sit here and zoom into the coordinator and say, yes, there was no hospital this many years ago. Today, we can see that that hospital is at least at the particular position. Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Are there any other questions or comments? There being none, it's your opportunity to respond.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Member. Can I just start my colleague to assist under the other questions? But I think the first question was around. We just looked at 2003 and 2004, and we did not follow up with implementation. Why is that? A lot of times we obtain information, implementation is used for what is it, 2016-17, so what is it, next? Implementation is not happening. I think in the following years, that's what we're going to do next year. That is why we are calling this e-auditing, bringing a just looking at the plan that is there, what is going to happen? No, it has not happened. It just happened, well, oh, then this is the world's first place, looking at what is actually happening. So, the presentation, supporting documents, to see whether what is supported is really what is supposed to be. Maybe also generally, I can just say a general comment that the time to do this with the POC is very limited. We are then not able to do an extensive work, which are members would like us to do. For example, we direct those two programs, those two metabolic programs, and we only look at usefulness because ideally we want to have this ACP by the end of January. In most cases, we struggle. We only get them sometime towards the end or beginning of February, and then the changing is very much, you know, which does not give us sufficient time to look at this and be able to add value by presenting the findings to the chair and to the committee before the changing takes place. So the time is very limited, and we're trying to do what we can during this limited time, which is why also. Mainly just look at the departments and not the entities because they're not ready for us at that time. And that's why we're talking about the extensive device and we're looking at the regulation during this period. So we understand that, you know, also we would like to do more, but at the moment, logistics do not allow us to be able to do it. So it's very limited time. What we can during that time. And also, the selection of the programs, we try to look at those programs where where the expenditure is going to be much more material. Normally, the FN program is not the main program of discussing where most of the expenditure is going to. So, we're trying to select those programs that are more extra than others in many cases. But we do take the members wish that we should also look at the admin. We're going to consider my colleague here. That is the other question.
Just one other maybe also from the honorable member's question. From last, I know that the questions were very similar in that how further can we go in our audit, can we spread ourselves even more, but I think as Musa has indicated that the I think the main reason that we end up almost the model indicated that we are looking at similar projects as or programs as last year is that the bulk of the funds usually go to these programs. And so what we try to do is that at least we cover 45% or more of the budget, of the department's budget, when we do our settings. So you find when you put program one and program two, it does not usually cover the necessary percentage. So we use that as part of our basis or something. So, and that's just one. And program one usually would, the results of program one will usually be indicative in the outcomes of the project when we table at the end, because that's where the finances are embedded. And therefore we come in the end and table a audit report around the finances and the administration of the department. So we feel that if we had just, if we had done a testing on program one, usually result in the duplication of work, because we are already arguing a regulatory audit in the whole department. So I understand it's again that it's been tabled, but I think from our side we are doing as much as we can. And also we feel that we are touching the core of the department when we look at these two programs. So we hope that this is acceptable at this point in time. And the other thing is that on program one and program two, internal audit has looked at those programs themselves. So I think in a way we are covering each other around this area. That if we are looking at program three and four, they can also look at program one and two and provide some assurance at that level. So I hope we will be able to answer to satisfy the requirements of the community around this area. I think just to answer Honourable Masama on the quality of the work presented this year and compared to last year. To be honest, what we have tabled today, for me, it appears that there hasn't been a significant change from last year. Last year was maybe a longer report, but I think we changed the format to table it in this manner. But I don't think we are hiding anything to say. Last year we also had issues. The issue of flags has been recurring for since I started the audit. I think also the members would have been well aware of it, of this fact. The assistant schools is still a prevalent matter from last year. So I think the quality of the work has been quite similar. I think also just from our side, what we always end up running into is the limitation of time and the multiple versions that come to us that end up limiting what we can do in that small space of time. Because when you are reviewing, someone is making a change. And therefore, you don't know whether that is the final order. Yes. So that's why the period took a bit longer. The version that we got on the 2nd of December, I can honestly say it's probably different to what was finalized in February. So, and that's just a snapshot of what we had to go through. Just on the matter of the entities also, I think Musa has also indicated that we always try to limit ourselves because of the time. But, and given the number of entities that we have, we usually are doing the department and don't go into the entities. I don't think last year, I'm not sure, but I don't think there was a review of the APP last year, especially on the one that was tabled by ourselves. It did not include a specific entity that was a finding of an entity. had done a similar work to us, but I don't recall that we had looked at another entity. And this one. I think maybe Honorable Corporal, if I can, I'm not sure if we got your question on graph, but certainly I think graph is usually applicable to public entities and not the department. And therefore, we do not assess the impact of as the department itself is not affected by the financial reporting framework. And usually that would be embedded in the public entity. So there is no special attention that we have made on this one at this point in time. However, the issue of that, I think, not dilute the conversation, but it has been tabled at the committee and also to the investment authority for actually, I think we do hope there will be. There is further attention from all levels around this matter. I think the matter is great. I'm not sure if I've answered all the questions. Maybe there is something missing. I think I just wanted to ask on the last question that the member was asking, I did not get the clarity that management letters maybe can help me to
assess
that.
Can you share? No, I just wanted to know the intent of the management print letters that you have given to the department. How many were given and how many did they give the clinical approach of it? I'm a print letter. I need to see if you give them.
So it's a question raised in the management letter. When you send the management letter to the department, they will respond and decide the issue that we have identified.
On this occasion we have received cooperation from, however whether it took longer or, but in the end we got to the satisfactory point because most of our findings have been rectified by the department. Yeah.
Maybe also to just add on this one. The issue that you have raised in the nation's report also included in the question for the new year that you can do on strategy level. At the beginning of the new year, the department will prepare the action plan to address all of our findings that we in the nation's report. So in finding of that case will be action also. So we will take into account our findings.
If there are none, I would like to thank the AGE's office for this presentation and the responses that they have given. And I think it's for us as the Mukulu Committee, it shows that there are areas that we need to emphasize on. Like you have done your sampling on this program, we will focus on the other programs. But we have to do everything as the Mukulu Committee to look at all the programs. But I think it will assist us. And as one honorable member said earlier, that the issues that are here, some of them are the issues that we've been raising as well as the portfolio committee. And when we meet with the department, these are issues that we are going to raise. And we are looking at the portfolio committee at a recurring matter, because there are those issues that you raise, you make a finding and a recommendation, by being never go away. Like you are saying that the issue of land, you need to prove, you need to ask again and again. And these are the issues that you want to look at, so that at the end of the day, we are like a mirror to the department saying, we've been raising issues around this particular point, but we've been raising it for so many years. Even the previous portfolio committee was raising the issue. We have done that in some areas, that this issue has been raised, but as a department, there's nothing to that we are doing. So I think we will get in the next week a report on the recurring matters that are always there and the department is not addressing it. Because we want to be like a mirror to them to say, this is how you look, so that they go and do work around those issues. Because these are issues that have to do with the people that we are serving. So we need to be firm with the department to say, this is how you should actually deliver to the people. So if there are no more questions, let us thank you very much. And say we hope that the relationship that we have will be strengthened as we go forward, because it's not a competition, it's about the people that we are all serving. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
You are, do they outside? Yes, there are some refreshments outside. We can help you. Honourable members, we're done with that report, and I'm hoping that the documents that we are receiving, we go through them so that we are able to, when the department comes, we are ready for the department. We don't have much time before we table the report, so it means that we have to do a lot of reading so that when they are here, we ask, we have few meetings with the department, which means that we have to do a lot of reading. When they are here, we ask them relevant questions that are going to ensure that their delivery is improved to the community. And we have a program, honorable members, in front of us that we have to look at. We have to change the program as some issues are coming up. There is a program that we adopted, but there are a few changes, as you can see from the program that is in front of you. And honorable members, have a look at the program, and then we have adopted or tweaked it here and there, so that at the end of the day, our program is an adopted program. Can honorable members have a look? Have you had a look at the peers, at the program? And if there are any changes that honorable members would see happening, they can raise their hands. Honorable Master?
It's not a comment that I think the entities that have been identified, as we know that we only have a limited time to do this thing, I think the entities identified, for me, they suffice. You know, it's home, the sore point, Parkhoff's is a sore point for me. Neck, not quite, and the feeling not very much, but yeah, Loba Bado, Urubi, I'm sure, yeah, I think, yeah, it's okay. But I can see that we've given him quite a long, the whole day. I don't think that, remember, Rudy is an outsider and he's doing important work. Now, if we give him so much time to come and complain, don't you think that we needed to limit him? So that we actually put, if there's an entity or anything else that we need to do, either than really spending much time on routine. To me, that's the only concern, that, you know, this precious time for routine. please, okay. That is correct. Chair, you can make any home decision on the matter in your address, please.
Thank you, Honorable Member. I think your point is taken. I think we could have, we give them limited time so that they know that they have 2 hours or whatever, and then we get some of the entities of the department from that day. Yeah. I think we need to do that. Honorable Member?
No, sir. Chairperson, I agree with the program as it is. The only problem is, I think that one is on Thursday, if I'm correct. At the moment we break that rhythm, I'm in trouble in a sense because of my program. So I'm just preventing, maybe I'll not be able to make it Tuesday, so I try to keep it open. But I suppose that's the only way to fit them in. I'm not sure what the reason is for that, yeah.
Because we have a time limit, we probably need to ask for an extra day. Because if we take only Tuesday, we will have little time to discuss. And we would appreciate it if you can look at the program and try to tweak it there and here and there. Because we'd appreciate if members would be here. We're asking for pardon about that, but it's because of the time constraints during this period. Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Makosa?
I think on that very same Thursday, I'm not so sure if we're telling ourselves that we're fine with Mr. Mandela. I thought we called for Mr. Mandela to also be interviewed. So that when we say we're done with Mr. Mandela, we are also convinced that Mr. Mandela will not be going there. I think on the content with the Rodi application, if we can add Mr. Mandela,
we'll do that, Honorable Member. First, after F2 on that day, over and above the roses, to give the roses a specific period and tell them immediately they come in that we have this much time, so that if you waste it, it's your business. We've given you a platform. So we will add Nelson Mandela. If there are any suggestions of the second one, we will really appreciate that. Are we adopting the program with the changes? Honorable Member? Honorable Makosi? Honorable Gabutati, second. Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Member. We will look at the minutes of the previous meeting next Tuesday when we meet the audit committee and the department. Can I appreciate the time that is available for this meeting, Honorable Members? I know, as I said earlier, that I know members are busy. Members are more tired than before when they went to the search. But I really appreciate that you've made time for the committee meeting and received this report, this presentation by the Auditor General. And just to say that we wish to hear the audit committee next Tuesday as well, so that as we call in the department, we have, you know, insight on the issue that we are going to ask them. And because we have less time, we have shorter period, we will be asking the right question so that we don't waste time. At the end of it, the department must deliver to the people what it is supposed to deliver. This is what we want as the portfolio committee. But I'd like to thank you very much. And you apologize that the refreshments came the way they came, in the manner that they came, but we apologize for that. Next week, we promise that things will change. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting.